jazz pianist Hank Jones has died. He is the last of a musical dynasty and a central figure in the history of jazz. Jones played with everyone from Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw to Charlie Parker and Miles Davis. Hank Jones died last night in New York after a brief illness. He was 91 years old. From New York, Tom Vitale has this appreciation.
In the summer of 2007, just before he turned 89, Hank Jones sat at a grand piano in a West Side rehearsal studio and said he had no plans to retire.
No, none whatsoever, no. Not as long as I could move my fingers, you know.
Hank Jones made good on his words, practicing every day, performing and recording into his 90s. He said his style was not intricate.
It's more of a style that people can listen to and say, oh, yes, I know that tune, you know.
Jones loved finding the melody, even in the most angular bebop.
Monk's Mood is a prime example of that, you know. He said, allow me, please.
Jones's engagement with melody began in Pontiac, Michigan, where he took piano lessons, played in church, and grew up in an astoundingly musical family. His brother Thad went on to become a horn player and band leader. Another brother, Elvin, played drums with John Coltrane. In 1944, Hank Jones moved to New York, where he heard a new sound, bebop.
I listened to Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie at the Three Deuces where they were working, and I began to think, well, maybe there are parts of this that I can incorporate into my style without changing my basic style.
Jones ended up playing with Charlie Parker. Hank Jones became the quintessential sideman who appeared on hundreds of records. He played piano for Miles Davis, Billie Holiday, and Coleman Hawkins. He was Ella Fitzgerald's accompanist for 5 years. Jazz historian Phil Schaap.
He was pliable to the glory that their music was trying to reach. He would extend himself for their music.
He even extended himself for less lofty music as a staff pianist for the CBS network. For 17 years, he played for Captain Kangaroo and The Ed Sullivan Show, among others. In 1962, when Marilyn Monroe famously sang Happy Birthday to President Kennedy at Madison Square Garden, Hank Jones was at the piano.
Happy birthday to you.
In the mid-1970s, Jones's career took another turn. He left CBS and started leading his own bands for the first time. Ben Ratliff is jazz critic for the New York Times.
To come out of that after spending more than 10 years doing that kind of work and work himself back into the touring and recording life of a small group jazz band leader, and to take that, again, very seriously, is pretty remarkable.
In 2007, Hank Jones said all of his experiences made him a better player.
Every time you perform, you learn something. I think that's the way it should be.
For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
It's All Things Considered.